Hey, welcome to the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Saturday, April 6th. Here are highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily.
I'll just say our mission has always been to publish stories promoting workers' rights and social justice. And our hope was always that our Times would be used by the labor movement and its allies as a tool for education and for action, as an organizing tool.
Up until the derailment, I was living my happiest life. I was going to work, I was coming home and enjoying time with my family, time in nature.
We're about 408,000 members actually right now, and that's our record here since we were created in 1896 and been around for a long time. So we're at record levels and want to keep that going.
So it's absolutely a moral responsibility for all people of conscience, for the labor movement, for social movements as a whole in the United States, to continue pushing and pressuring our own government, because that's what we can control. Our people, the American people, can pressure our government from stopping its direct support for the state of Israel's extreme policies.
One of the things that we say at rural institutions quite often is we wear many hats.
Highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily, available on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Labor Radio Podcast Daily. Today's labor quote is by Rose Schneiderman, born on this date in 1882. Rose was a prominent member of the New York Women's Trade Union League, an active participant in the uprising of the 20,000, a massive strike of shirtwaist workers in New York City, led by the International Ladies Garment Workers Union in 1909, and she was famous for an angry speech about the 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire. "Every week, I must learn of the untimely death of one of my sister workers. Too much blood has been spilled. I know, from my experience, it is up to the working people to save themselves. The only way they can save themselves is by a strong working class movement." In today's labor history, on this date in 1712, the first slave revolt in the United States occurred at a slave market in New York City's Wall Street area. 21 blacks were executed for killing 9 whites. The city responded by strengthening its slave codes. The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. Keep up with all the latest labor arts news. Subscribe to the Labor Heritage Foundation's free weekly newsletter at laborheritage.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.